Economic development, of course, is a big deal. Continuing to push on the four laning of 411. And I think that was a turning point when this group, for the most part, pretty much everybody in this room, I know Richard was there, and Gerald, you might have been there that day too, when the governor came to see us a year or two ago, and every single person got up, and the first thing out of their mouth was Highway 411. And I think he caught it. Between that and the meetings that I know that we had with some of the key players in road building, sort of got that project lit back up, and I'm real pleased. We're getting there. The proposed windmill farm has been a big deal for the community. And I will just tell you that my position on that has been officially skeptical. I'm not going to do everything I can to block it. I don't think it's my right to block it. But at the same time, it is my responsibility to ensure that my folks are taken care of in the process. Adjacent landowners need to know that they're not going to lose their property values. The community as a whole needs to know that if a windmill is ever built, and then get abandoned, that there's a means to have it taken back down. And so I have a piece of legislation that's already been drafted, and I met with ADEM yesterday. ADEM has agreed that there's nothing in the state right now that regulates the construction, deconstruction, or operation of a windmill farm. And they agreed that they would be the agency to do that. The legislation I've got, they had a few constructive comments. We're going to have that tweaked. It was going to be a local bill, but you'll notice that all of a sudden windmills are the trend. And they are looking at possible sites in Baldwin County, Claiborne County, potentially St. Clair, and then, of course, Etowah and Cherokee, which are both my counties in my district. So that being said, the bill is now a statewide bill. And I appreciate Mayor Mackey working with me on some of the concerns they had directly down in Leesburg about it.